We are learning with Sechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav Omer Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on top, Nistak Nikav. It says in the Mishnah that if it gets a crack, it's possel. Then it says, Nikav Echasa Kolshu. Rashi learns means one thing. If it has a hole and it's missing a little bit, then it's posel. And the second half of the Mishnah says the opposite. If Nikav Eloi Chasa Kolshu, if it has a hole and there's nothing missing, then it's kosher. So, Zot Gemara, Tani Ula Bar Chanina, Nikev Nekev Mefulish B'Mashu, V'Shein Mefulish B'Ke'Issa. The way Rashi learning, even in a case where it's not Chaser, it is possible to have a Psul called a hole. If it's a Nekev Mefulish, that means the hole goes through and through. Pashtus means it goes all the way into the Chadri Hazera, which means inside the Esrig there are seeds. So if the hole goes from the outside of the Esrig into the middle of the Esrig, that's called a nekev mefulish, a hole that goes through and through. That, even a tiny pinhole, even if there's nothing chaser, because it just pushes it in, nothing out missing, it still pasals the hole. V'she'ena mefulish, but if it's not mefulish, just something banged into it, then it has to be the size of an issa, which is the size of a certain coin. And Rashi asks himself, what do you mean if it's a size of an issa, has a passable, no chaser? So Rashi says, "Kegoyin shetochavoy yoseid ava a thick peg and it pushed it in." So there, the halacha is that if it's the size of an iser, it's possible. So according to Rashi, this gemara is being machmir. Usually, you learn that if you make a hole and there's nothing missing, it's always kosher. Say no, not so fast. If it's the neck of a foolish, then it's also. Or if it's not a foolish, if it's the size of an iser, if it's the size of a certain coin, let's say the size of a penny, then it's also. That's a Rashi in the Gemara. The Aris Shonim, like the Ritva, who learned Akulaya, that it's going around the Reisha. The Reisha said that Nikav Echasa Kolshu is possible. That if it's a hole and it's missing, it's possible. It's a Kula. Only if it's Mefulish is a Kolshu Chasa possible. But if it's not Mefulish, then you have up to Isser. So they're coming a major Kula. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down such a tzad. Both days are brought down. The Gabi Chasa. It's very negay. The Gabi, there's always a Shiloh of Chasa. Sometimes a Shiloh of Chasa. You're very worried about it. So really, the truth is, a lot of times it's kosher to be some on the Amrum. We have to be machmir. But there is certain Rishonim, it's kosher. It sounds like this. V'im Chasar Kosher Apostle, middle of a Chaber, Tof Reish Rem Ches Beis. V'yesh Oimrim, the Gam B'nekev Mefulish, B'inan Chisar Mashu, V'she'inim Mefulish, B'chisar Isser. That's mashma. The first day holds even chasaron kolshu is a problem. But yes, I mean that a nekev mefulish needs a little chasaron, and she'ena mefulish bechasaron keisser. So that's this. That's the shaila how we paskin. But there's 2 days at least about this shaila learning this gemara. So the gemara vayta by your rabba. No du be'esrig simani treifa. If the esrig, you find the esrig simani treifa, which means there's something a treifa by animals, and we have a kabbalah that. The simani treif of an animal applied to an esrig as well. So, Rav Shaila was, what's the halacha? Now, Mike and Berle, what's the shaila? I shouldn't say apply. That's the shaila. Rav Shaila is, does the simani treif apply to esrig or not? So, Mike and Berle, what exactly is the shaila? In Niklaf, if we're referring to the psul of Niklaf, now by a behema, if his skin gets peeled off, that's a treif. So, in Niklaf, Tanino, we have in our Mishnah, there's a psul called Niklaf, which in a few Rashi is a case of Miksasa, which was one of the kashas that Tosis has in Rashi's Pshat, that by Behema it's Niklaf Kula, but that's a Rashi. In Niklaf Tanina, we already have Niklaf the Psul by Esri. You don't have to learn that from Trefa. In Nistak, if it's cracked, and which would mean by Behema that the windpipe was cracked in half, so then Tanina also we learned during Nistak is possible by Esri. In Nikiv, if we're talking about have a hole, Tanina also, we learned also the lachas of Nikiv by Esrig. So you don't have to learn out anything from Trefa. Like a Nikav by Trefa would mean Nikav Krum Shamayach, if the membrane around the brain got a hole. Also Tanina. This Tanina is a little different than other Taninas, because here Nikav happens to be, if you Rashi, it's kosher, but unless it's a Nikav Mefulish, it's actually kosher by Esrig. Whatever, Ignekav Tanina is a kosher Tanina also. So kikum avayalei. So what is the shaila of Rava? Kedu ula, I'm Rav Yechon. Like ula Rav Yechon, it talks about a certain psul treifa by behema. Reya, a long, shindish pecha kikitoin kshera. The lach is, if a behema is long, all the inside of the long became like water. Now it's pouring back and forth. In a lung, there's like membranes. There's like that. And then there's these pipes that hold blood. That's called simpainim. And everything inside got melted and became water and pours back and forth. It's kosher. As long as the whole reya is intact, it's good. But Amar Rava, you need not a tanai. For who are the kaima simpinua? If the pipes, the veins inside the lungs are also still kayam, they're still intact, then it'll probably grow back. Like the rest of the reya, the rest of the lung will grow back, even though right now it got became water, but it'll grow back. So halak kayam simpinua. But if the pipes are not kayam, they're not there anymore, they're not intact, it's a treifa. That's the halacha by a lung. Shaila is, what's halacha by esrog? Hachamayim. What's the shaila? So Rashi explains, the shaila is that the inside of the esrog got nimayach, but the outside is still kayam, that means the place where the zera is, the place where the seeds are, that became nimayach. It got soft and it got melted. The melt is the wrong word, it's not melted, but it got soft and it became like liquidy. And the outside of the esrog is still intact. What's the halacha? Is it kosher esrog or not? Dilma hasam by a behema hud lo shalat by avira hadabari. Since the behema is protecting what it's inside it, so it automatically grows back. Avahacha the shalat by avira, but here that it's easy for the wind, for the ear outside to affect it because it only has a thin membrane around it. Esrog has a thin skin around it. Shuruchim esrachas, so it won't grow back. It will get spoiled. A dilma lo yishno, maybe there's no difference between the two things. Maybe no the difference in the two things. That's the shaila. Is this like a treifas or not? Toshima. We're going to bring a raya from a braisa. Braisa talking about the psuli esrog. Toshima. Esrog tefuach suruach. Esrog that's either tefuach or suruach. Right now we think it means different type of spoilage. Either spoil on the outside or spoil on the inside. So fuach or suruach. Kavush. Kavush means if it was pickled. Rashi says either with mustard or with vinegar. So if an esrog is pickled, it's not kosher. Shaluk, if you cook it, if you cook an esrog too much also, you cook an esrog, it's not kosher. Kushi, a black esrog. Lavan, a white esrog. Umenumor, or a spotted esrog. All these things are possible. Esrog akadar, esrog shaped like a ball, also is possible. Esrog has to have a certain shape, like a tower. If it's round, it's possible. The yeshayim mafatiyum. Some say also a twin esrog, like Siamese twins. You have two esrog, like Siamese twins. That's also possible. B'yashem afatim, esrog ha-baiser, an esrog that's a baiser, which means that it didn't grow fully. Rashi actually says the esrog is like a pool alav, like a little bean. But Taisa doesn't like that pshat, because we know before that there's a shear for esrog. Esrog has to be at least like ke'egoiz or kebeya. So Taisa says esrog ha-baiser means it's not fully ripened. Esrog ha-baiser, rekiva paisel, v'chav machshir, v'chav olz kosher. Another halacha by esrog, God blew with fuss. Let's say while it started growing, you made like a form, and it grew in the form. So it grew into interesting shape, the esrog. Vasu kemin beria acheres, became a different beria. The halacha is, that's possible. That's all, there's a bunch of halachas about esrog in this braisa. What's one of the halachas? Tafuach seruach. Ketani means tafuach seruach. My lab, doesn't that mean tafuach mechutz? If it gets spoiled on the outside, that's a psul. And seruach means b'fnim from the inside. And what do you see? You see an esrog gets spoiled on the inside, it's possible. So it's a right. We had a shayla by treifa. The loch is by behema. If the outside is still intact, and the pipes are still intact, but the inside got ruined, the loch is still not a treifa. So shayla was by esrog. So it sounds like here it's a problem. Because it says, even if only the inside was got spoiled, it's possible. So no, it's not a right. That's not what tefuach suruach means. Both tefuach and seruach mean from the outside. I watch the two things. Tefuach means it got bloated. Like Rashi says, it got waterlogged. It got bloated. That's what tefuach means. It doesn't mean spoiled. It means it got waterlogged. Even though it's not spoiled. Or hadasarach, or it got spoiled and then it got waterlogged. Two different psulim, both on the outside. Either waterlogged, which means bloated, or Sarach, which means spoiled. Rashi has a different pshat, that tafach means nirka, which means spoiled, and sarach means it got a bad smell because of worms that ate it. Akapon, it's not a right to the shayla of treifas, and we don't have an answer to that shayla.
She has the spotted on the top.
No, we said by boils. It's by boils. It's only on top. You're right. By boils only on top. So you're asking by. No, so you're right. So manumer. It's only manumer. Yeah, only if it's all over the place. Is it a problem? We had yesterday. Even if it's not on the chatap, if it's in three spots, it's manumer already. So here means three different spots. It's a good point. Manumer means probably three spots, just like by chazal, it's three different spots. That makes it manumer. We have one side has to go on rave of the area, not the area of rave places on the esrig. But you're right. If it has a little spot on the bottom of the esrig, it's kosher.
Those brown spots that come out after you use it, that's not considered.
That's fine. That's fine. Some sefer says hiddah, but that's fine. Yeah.
Wait, so then on that, so why would I think that if it's on the inside, the reason why it might be possible is because we need to create tzadah, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
But if it's on the inside, you don't see it, so why would I think that would
right, because it seems like it's in a keeping getting spoiled, it's not going to grow back. If it's not going to grow back, so then it's in a, just a degenerate vector.
It doesn't make it possible now, though.
It does. Something is, that's what we're learning from behemoth, just like by a trefa, it's possible. Esther Gorsa, that's on the way down, it's going to just completely go bad. Then that's already a problem.
That's a chiddush.
It's pre-tzedus. Right. Yeah. Question. So it's new. It makes it loses shame peri. Loses din peri. It's not the pre. The hadar it is maybe. Not the pre. It's pre tzedus. It has to be a pre. It loses shame pre. Omamar esrig kushi pasul. It says over here. And it says in our mishnah also that a black esrig is pasul. But Tanya learned in a brayso kushi kosher that says a black esrig is kosher. And for the Gemara, doima lekushi pasul. What it means is doima lekushi pasul. When our Mishnah and the Brayso says kushi is pasul, means doima. What does doima lekushi mean? So Rashi says shenidmahu counterfeit. Rashi says it means like this: that a black esrei that grows in Eretz Yisrael, that's counterfeit because it's not supposed to be black. In Kushi, in Ethiopia, there black esrigs. This thing is a black esrig. That's the natural esrig. Mashenkin in other places, it's doima lekushi, and that's what makes it pasul. So the answer, so that's what the Brayso says. So we have a kasha. I didn't speak to that well. Omar Esther Kushi Pasul. Armish is Esther Kushi Pasul. The Brayso says like this: Kushi is kosher. Doima Lakushi, if it's Doima Lakushi, which means in Eretz Yisrael, a black Esther grows, it's Pasul. So there's a stira. One hand says Kushi Pasul, one's Kushi Kasha. Omabaya, Kitnan Nami, Mastisim Doima Lakushi Tnan. Our Mishnah and the Brayso that says Esther Kushi Pasul is the word Doima Lakushi that it grew in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Amalei Kasha, Halam V'Halahu. They're not talking about Doima Lakushi, the Kushi. We're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, take a black esrig, even the one that grows in its natural place, is not kosher, because there they're not used to it. And therefore, it's not called Hadar. Masha'ikin, in Ethiopia, you can use a black esrig, because there they're used to that, and that's Orche. Rav Agus Rabai, yeah.
So he holds, Mr. Hardy says that the
Hal
was talking about one
Eretz
Yisrael, one in Bavel.
Right, yeah.
Why would Bavel be?
Oh, very good question. Very good question. So Rashi says, because Bavel is near Ethiopia. That's what Rashi says. It's very good speaking. I speak that out. Rashi says, Braisel ibn Bavel, Shekroivim Lakush, Beregilim Behem. They're used to that. Makal Makal, Magal Lakam, Adem Lakush, Nidmo Apostle. But he says Bavel is near Ethiopia, as he says. Frek the Rashash, it's not true. Ethiopia is closer to Eretz Yisrael than to Bavel. You have to know your geography. That's what he says. That's the Azakasha. So you have to know the Teretz. But Rashi learns that Bavel, the reason is because it's close to Ethiopia and therefore it's possible. That's the Rashi learns. That's the Var. That's why they're used to it. But the Rashash has his Kasha. He says it's not true. It's not next to it. He says it's not true. So he says, Abul Hepech Hamatzias Rishash says, Kikush he deremis by Ravis, Eretz Yisrael, Ubavel was Rafa Svinus. Okay, Adrab, Eretz Yisrael Krayvel Kush, Yosim Bavel. So he has different, it said nearly far as different shot. Heinul Vnei Kush Atzman. Rishash says it means to the Vnei Kush Atzman, not for Bavel. That's the Rishash learns. The Rishash learns it means Taka for the people of Ethiopia. Zogtim Maravaita. Esrig HaBoiser. Esrig is not fully ripened. Rabbi Kiva Poiser Chamach Shirim. Omer Rabba. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Amar Dava Echad. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon hold the same thing. That's what Rabbi said. Rabbi Kiva Adamar. Rabbi Kiva here says Esrig Abayser, which means a not fully ripened Esrig. Even though it looks good, it's not kosher because it's not fully ripened. And Rabbi Shimon Mai, what's Rabbi Shimon? The Tanai and the Mishnah and Maestris. Rabbi Shimon Poiter says Tanya, which is the Tanai, it's the Mishnah and Maestris. Rabbi Shimon Poiter says Esrigim Mekaitanam. Rabbi Shimon holds that an Esrig, when it's small, is not Chayiv in Maiser. And the reason is that something has to be royal to eat to be called Maiser. But the Rashi explains that Rav Shimon has a different shita. That everyone agrees really that esrig is roya to eat when it's small, but also Rav Shimon holds it has to be roya lezuria as well. You have to be able to plant, use its seeds to plant other esrig trees. And if it's too small, the seeds are not roya to plant other trees. That's pshat Rav Shimon. That's what Rashi explains. We'll see from the Gemara later on. Actually, the Bat Nura in Mishnah is not mefarish like this. This is how Rashi learns our PR Gemara here. So what do we have over here? Rav Akiva says esrig ha-boiser is no good. Rav Shimon says esrig ha-boiser is not chayiv and meiser. And the Chum argue there. So we're saying the machloikis here is the same machloikis as that. Omle abaya, no. It's not no shaykhis. Dimulahi. Ad kalikom Rav Akiva hacha, the bin and hodav aleka. Maybe Rav Akiva really holds that the guy meiser it's chayiv. But here you need hodar. And something that's not ripe is not hodar. Ava hosov karabonis really. Maybe there he holds a karabonis. Inami. You can say the opposite as well. Ad kalikom Rav Shimon hosom. Rav Shimon only holds over there that it's not chayiv meiser. Siv aset to aset is called tvuas zarecha. It says take meiser off your tvua of zarecha. And kederuch shvi odom et zilin zriya. A type of fruit that someone could use its seeds to plant more. And therefore it's no good, not chayiv meiser. Especially there is a kasev. Avahacha by esrig karabonis really. Maybe also karabonon. Vesu loy midi, Maran Tavon Bey says. Vesu loy midi, it's no shaykhis. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva are not the same shita. One is talking about Maestris, which is a shayla about royal Azria. One is a shayla of Hadar. And one machlekes has nothing to do with all machlekes. And the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon there have nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon over here.